Hello, hello. Hola, amigas. Welcome back to the Legacy Building Mamas podcast. Thank you for joining me today. I am Evelyn Lopez-Delon, your host. If you're anything like me, you've probably asked yourself, as a woman, can we have it all? Being a loving partner, a caring parent, keeping the house in order, providing healthy meals for the family, being a dedicated friend, practicing self-care, all whilst building a career. In fact, building a legacy. It can be overwhelming and the mental load we carry is real. But what if I told you that achieving this balance is not only possible, but within your reach? As that saying goes, where there's a will, there's a way. Join us as we navigate the challenges of balancing it all. Let's talk about the tools and strategies that are within our control to support us. But before we dive in, remember this. You are enough, you are capable, and you are the driver of your own success. It's a truth we must embrace. In today's episode, we're diving into a topic that's not only close to my heart, but also one that was specially requested by a member of our community. I'm deeply thankful for this because it truly helps shape our podcast to reflect what you, our listeners, need most of. And remember, by contributing your ideas, you're likely helping others who have similar questions. We're all on this journey together, so I was thrilled to receive this request. I'm confident that today's topic will resonate with many of you. So we're tackling a big one today, how to overcome fear and procrastination. I think it's something we all struggle with in some form or another. The difference would be the level of this within us and the ability to cope with it. For me, fear and procrastination were like invisible barriers that held me back for so long. Just a few years ago, I never imagined I'd be on this journey. And if you knew me back then, you'd probably be wondering what happened to Evelyn. When I first met Adam, I fell in love with everything about him, except one thing, his entrepreneurial spirit. So the thought of this lifestyle, especially while planning a family, was absolutely terrifying to me. I liked my controlled life. The corporate career progression seemed stable and structured. The thought of having an unstructured life full of risks and what ifs was too much for me to bear. That it actually even led to a breakup at one point, pre-kids of course, because of my fear. And this is for another episode. But here I am now on this incredible journey towards financial freedom, learning to push past that fear of failure and stepping out of my comfort zone. As for procrastination, well, I am the queen of it. An example is me running late to everything, doing everything last minute, like I thrive on it. Adam even jokes about me putting laundry wash on even when we are late to our commitments. And I laugh about it and I blame it on my culture, saying, I'm always running on Salvadorian time. But on this path of entrepreneurship, I've learned that I cannot afford to delay tasks, that everything leads to consequences. So I have had to put schedules and plans into place, whether that be for home life and business. And now I don't do the laundry as I am walking out the door because of my scheduled laundry set times on Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays. But also I embrace when sometimes I do last minute tasks because I simply don't want to do them. So when I do them eventually, I celebrate those small wins. And this is a work in progress. In fact, both of these topics are a work in progress. So how am I moving past these obstacles? Stick around in this episode as I share my personal experience about how I face my fears and stop putting things off. I will also share my 5-step process that I follow for each, just for you. You won't need to write them down. You can actually grab them from the show notes. And remember, it is an ongoing journey of self-discovery and pushing boundaries. And who knows, this episode might be the nudge you need to conquer your own fears and put things in place to help you break past them one step at a time. So let's dive in. And as you know, I do usually like to end all episodes with a quote. However, I will start with one for this episode. This quote resonated with me. Fear stops a lot of people. Fear of failure, of the unknown, of risk. And it masks itself as a procrastination. By Lisa Anderson. Personally, I think fear is within everyone. Whether I am right or wrong, thinking like this helps me move past that victim mentality of saying things like, oh, you know, but Tony Robbins just has it in him to be successful. Or comparing ourselves to someone who is successful and saying they just have that quality or that skill that we would like to have. To get past that thought is actually quite liberating for me. I personally look up to successful people and I ask myself, how do they get past their fear and their own self-doubt? And the more I tune into podcasts or I get to know more about their stories, I do realize that I might be right about this, that all the successful people that I follow anyway are not successful because they simply have never had a fear. It's because they have pushed through that fear. And to me, that is so much more inspirational because it reminds me that we are all capable of achieving our dreams, that we don't have to be the smartest person in the room. We just need to get over ourselves. Okay, and then there are those annoying successful people that were born into wealth or have had an inheritance. But even then, I'm sure they must have some sort of fear either way. So tackling fear head on has been a journey for me, especially when considering starting a business with my husband. I was aware of the immense effort and sacrifices it would entail. The thought of diving into debt was daunting. And I've said this before, especially I will explain to you the first meeting that we had with our accountant. So our accountant within our first meeting told us pretty much that we would be at a loss in our first year and that it could take 2 to 3 years just to break even. My heart dropped when I heard that. And of course, I started to question everything. Lucky for us, when we had this meeting, we had already done what I call the foundational work. If you've listened to my earlier episodes, you'll remember discussions about discovering our true why in episode number 2, adjusting expectations in episode number 5, the power of manifesting dreams in episode number 7, and the impact of vision boards in episode number 20. What keeps me pushing through is all of those things combined and visualizing and staying focused on the end goal. By visualizing what my life could look like at the end of that sacrifice and pushing through the fear. When I was sitting in that meeting, I felt it in my body. The fear was flowing through and I was boiling. I was like, I don't want to do this. I don't want to struggle financially. And what about if it doesn't work? All these doubts and fear kept creeping in. But my morning routine of meditation, visualization, affirmations, journaling, and planning fortified me. I embraced the mindset of taking it one day at a time. Trusting that the sacrifices will ultimately pay off. And I am sure that you can resonate with this, right? You have a goal, but you don't necessarily want to do all the things you need to do to get there. I mean, some things you will enjoy, but others you just won't. So we have to find ways to push through the less enjoyable parts, keeping our eyes on the prize and trusting in our journey. It's like saying to become a doctor, you have to study for 10 years. And don't quote me on that. But do you think anyone in their own right wants to actually study for 10 years and accumulate the debt in education fees? No, but they do it anyway for that end goal. Knowing the end goal is that they can have their doctor title and help people when they're unwell. So, not to compare myself to a doctor, but my mission extends beyond breaking free from the 9-to-5 grind. It's about crafting an intentional and purposeful life with the flexibility to work on my terms. Simultaneously, I aspire to empower fellow mamas, offering guidance in mastering the delicate art of balancing family, career, and the pursuit of dreams. My main goal is to have an impact on others, inspire others to do the same, to connect with other like-minded mamas. But to get to that end goal, there is this thing called audience building that I need to master. Building an audience so that I can help with providing online courses to the right people. And to build an audience, I actually have to show up on social media almost every day. If I want to engage and inspire others to create an impact, well, the only way is to engage through social media. A lot of commenting, a lot of posting, and a lot of investing my time and money. Did I ever imagine being active on social media? Not at all. Once upon a time, I thought it was just a distraction. I'd be scrolling aimlessly, often using it as an excuse to delay household tasks. And I laugh because maybe this is the reason why laundry was done last minute as we were running late to our commitments, because I was too busy scrolling. My engagement on social media was minimal. I wasn't the one to strike up conversations or reply to comments. My posts were mostly nostalgic, I'd say, a way to capture moments for future reminiscing, pictures from a cozy cafe, or snapshots of my adventures in Brazil years ago. But that was then, using social media without a real purpose. Fast forward to now, it's a whole different story. I've stepped out of my comfort zone, showing up almost daily, from someone who had never made a reel before, to now, I'm reeling it up on a regular basis. It's said to be the key to building an audience. And yes, it was daunting at first, the fear of judgment, the worry of appearing foolish. It was all there. But gradually, I found my rhythm. 5 months in, and there's still a long way to go. But the initial fear has subsided, and I've become a bit more comfortable with it. The game changer for me was automating my posts. Once a week, I schedule everything, and then let it be. This strategy has been a savior, keeping procrastination at bay. But the most significant shift, my perspective. I no longer post to dwell in the past. My social media activity is now future-oriented, a strategic move towards my ultimate goals. Every post, every interaction, every bit of visibility is a step closer to where I envision myself. As a mompreneur, facing fear is part of the journey towards success. Understanding and overcoming your fears is crucial to personal and business growth. So, here are 5 steps to help you tackle fear. And again, just a reminder for everyone, you don't need to write things down. You can download the PDF document in the show notes. So, step 1 is being self-aware. You have to start to tune into how you are feeling, the sensation you feel, like the example I gave when I met with my accountant. The moment she mentioned that we would be in debt, I felt it in my body. Notice how fear manifests in your body and be aware of the critic inside your head that fuels your doubts. Step 2, naming your critic. Giving a name to this inner voice separates it from your true self and diminishes its power. For example, I call her La Colocha, which in English translates to the curly, because I have hair that is in between wavy and curly since having kids. As you would know, your hair does these crazy things. So for me, I lost a lot of hair during pregnancy and they started to regrow. And now I have these random curls in the side of my hair that annoy me. So I decided to call my critic after my random curls. Step three, acknowledge your critic. So you have caught your critic. Acknowledge the presence of your critic. By recognizing its attempt to protect you, you can engage in a constructive dialogue with your critic, reaffirming your capabilities and resolve to move forward. Step number four, building courage. Courage grows with practice. Reframe those thoughts in a way that you can accept the fear is there while choosing to advance despite it as you push on and do it anyway. Courage is about making choices that align with your values and vision, even when it's uncomfortable. Step five, grow and learn. Growth comes from pushing past fear. Go back to your vision, your future goals. What does that next 5 years look like? If you get past this fear, get you to a mindset where you know you need to make it work. Once you get past it, you grow and learn. Embrace failure as a stepping stone to a success. Each setback is a lesson, bringing you closer to your goals. Redefine failure as a necessary and beneficial part of the journey. For me, I think there are two types of people with the same fears. The ones that wished they could have a life and only dream of it without the want or need to do all the things they don't want to do and say, well, I just don't have the skills or I don't have the time. And then there's the ones who, despite feeling like they don't have the skills, they push through anyway because they want that life, that little bit more, and are willing to sacrifice. Show determination and discipline. Take risks and keep showing up despite all the challenges. So which one are you? Now let's talk about procrastination. Procrastination is one of the main barriers blocking you from getting up, making the right decisions, and living the dream life you've thought of. Recent studies have shown that people regret more the things they haven't done than the things they have done. In addition, feelings of regret and guilt resulting from missed opportunities tend to stay with people much longer. When you procrastinate, you waste time that you could actually be investing in something meaningful. If you can overcome this fierce enemy, you will be able to accomplish more and in doing so, better utilize the potential that life has to offer. We now know that the world today is conducive to procrastinating, and learning how to overcome it is therefore one of the most important skills that you can learn. So I'll give you an example of when I've recently procrastinating. I knew I had to build an online community. Wanted to do it by November. My husband had been asking me, when will you do it? It actually got pushed out until January. So if you are in my community, you may have noticed that the group was created at the end of November and I only started inviting my first members on the 3rd of January. So what happened the month of December? Well, I knew I needed to build the courage. I firstly acknowledged the feeling, and when my husband would ask me, I admittedly would say, I know I have to do it, but I know it will need me to be on my phone all the time and it'll be a lot for me right now. So I acknowledged it. I asked myself why I felt this way. What was I afraid of? Okay, so for me, it was the time and effort. with anything really. So I started to look for podcasts and blogs to learn about how others did it. So me building the courage was the knowledge so I could feel better prepared. I heard and I invested in a course, paid about $100 for it, which helped me build the courage. The beauty about online courses, which is why I want to sell them, is because it has worked wonders for me. I recognize the fear. I recognize why I am procrastinating, and then I am able to find a way to get the courage, whether it is learning, planning, and creating a system. I was scared not because I didn't have the passion. I needed to understand why I was scared. Was I not passionate enough? Of course I was. I am so passionate about helping others and connecting with others. If I relate it back to what I know in corporate, it is about connection. That's why I got into recruitment. It's very transferable in a sense that I have to scout talent, connect, build relationships, nurture, and find their passions to help them in their careers. Now, it's the same, but with entrepreneurs. So what was it? As I asked myself so many questions, I realized it came down to not wanting to let others down. What if I didn't have the time? What if I couldn't find the commitment? How was I going to do it all? What if I didn't have much to offer them? As I asked myself these questions, I turned to podcasts that talked about how to engage an audience, learned what it takes and how to automate. For me, automation was key. I actually took up an online course that helped me with some templates, processes, and how to plan. Once I took this course, I felt more prepared and scheduled my January post, created a growth strategy, and how much commitment I was going to put in on a weekly basis to scout my talent, to engage with my people, and how many direct reaches I needed to commit to on a weekly basis. And when? When would I do that? So, for example, I use my commute to work, which is 40 minutes in total on the days that I go into the office. So once I had it mapped out and a vision of what the outcome looks like, I was ready to start that Facebook group community. It's been a few weeks and the overwhelm is not as bad as I initially thought it was. In fact, when I finally started it, I realized it wasn't as bad as I thought. And the fact that it was now bringing me joy. So in a nutshell, I used the month of December working on the comms, the structure, the brand, the knowledge on how to build it technically, and then I planned comms for the month ahead, removing the overwhelm so when I was ready to launch, I was well prepared and it didn't seem so scary. As a mompreneur, your time is precious. Procrastination isn't just about delaying tasks. It's a barrier that stands between you and your dreams. Understanding and overcoming procrastination is key to harnessing your full potential and driving your business forward. So let's break this down into 5 actionable steps to beat procrastination and let's move forward from that tasks that you are avoiding. Step 1, get clear on your vision. Your vision that I talked about earlier, and let's not forget, I go deeper into this topic in episode number 20, so please refer to that episode, which no doubt I have found to be the first step that pushes me forward to completing the tasks I do not want to do. I purposely stand in front of my vision board, watching all the things that could be possible if I push through this task. So if you haven't done this before, I suggest you do. Trust me, by creating a vision board, you will never feel lost in what it is that you want to do with your life. It also helps you to focus your effort on the right activities and set priorities to avoid continually switching between actions. Understand what motivates you, and you will be able to maintain your discipline and make the most out of each day. As you would notice, this is a step in the fear actionable steps too. Now, step number two, understand why you procrastinate. So once you are clear on your vision and you come across a task where you know is important for you to do to achieve that vision, you can now identify why. Why are you not doing it? Ask yourself the deep questions. Why am I finding this so hard? If I know this is an urgent task, why can't I just do it? And is it one that I need to do to achieve my end goal? If it is, then what is stopping me? Go back to the fear steps and get to the bottom of it. Is it fear, overwhelm, or lack of clarity? Asking yourself the hard questions will uncover the underlying reasons. Once you know the why, you can address it head on. Once you identify what that is and you are ready to move on, get to step number three. Step number three is breaking it down. So tackling anything big can feel like you're climbing a mountain. But what if you break it down into smaller, more manageable steps? It's like taking a big project and slicing it into bite-sized pieces. This approach helped me immensely, especially when I felt the weight of expectations, thinking I might let everyone down due to the lack of time. Instead of fixating on the daunting end goal, I started focusing on what I could achieve week by week, even if it meant taking a bit longer. It eased my stress and allowed me to make steady progress. This reminds me of a piece of wisdom my brother shared when we were kids. I used to feel so overwhelmed with schoolwork, especially feeling overshadowed by my naturally smart brother. I remember a teacher comparing us, suggesting that my brother and I were similar in the way that we liked to engage with others and be a distraction in class. However, unlike my brother, I needed to focus more, essentially because I wasn't as academically inclined. She wasn't wrong, but this has still stuck with me. Whenever studying felt like an impossible mountain to climb, and when I would get overwhelmed when studying for exams and looking at the massive textbook that I needed to get through to understand the topic at hand, I would get so frustrated and I would cry from frustration. My brother, bless him, would encourage me and would say things like, "Don't try to take in the whole book at once. Open it up. Take it one page at a time, one section at a time, and you'll see you can manage it." That advice didn't just help me back then. It's a gem I still hold on to whenever things start to feel overwhelming. Step number four, when are you most productive? Identify the times of days when you're most productive. Allocate your most challenging tasks to these peak times. Tackling the hardest tasks when you're at your best makes the process more efficient and effective. For me, it's between 9:30 a.m. and 12 p.m. So I do a lot of the creativity during this time, getting the most important and urgent tasks done. A lot of the things that I need the morning energy because of the fact that after lunch, I do tend to get tired and my mind just doesn't work much after lunch. So that's when I do all the admin things that I don't really need to think about too much. And step number five, celebrate your wins. Every task you complete is a step closer to your dream. Celebrate your progress, no matter how small they are. These celebrations reinforce positive behavior and they keep you motivated on your journey. You will see that once you start an action, that very thing you didn't want to even start doing, you realize that things aren't that bad, that you actually enjoy doing it. Remember, if you never start, you'll never fail, but you'll never have a chance to succeed either. I truly hope that these steps will help you overcome fear and procrastination. Please feel free to download the guide I am sharing in my show notes. Print them off and have them visible close to your workstation so you can constantly remind yourself to keep pushing through. You've got this, and I know you are capable. Now, for my inspirational quote to end this episode. Stop being afraid of what could go wrong and start being excited about what could go right, by Tony Robbins. Thank you so much for tuning into today's episode, and we will see you next week. I hope you enjoyed listening to the Legacy Building Mamas podcast. If it spoke to you, please leave me a review and be sure to subscribe so that you don't miss out on your weekly dose. I would love to connect with you. You can follow me on my Instagram, legacy_building_mamas. Thanks for spending time with me. I really do appreciate you. Let's become role models for our children, paving the way for a generation that values both success and family. I'm here to provide inspiration and guidance as we grow, thrive, and elevate ourselves on this incredible journey. Tune in next week and let's discover your why, shape your journey, build your legacy. Until next week, amigas.